part two of the Buzz Bubble interview with Andy Azzula. Now back to our host, Kevin Kelly. On the Buzz Bubble.
You were just in New York, right? You were doing some judging for the One Club.
I was up there doing lots. The One Club now has week long events,
right.
And so I was involved in some of those. I was looking at portfolios. I went to the shows, and it was a good time.
And you guys just picked up some awards, I think.
I picked up a few, a little bit of medal. Yeah,
well, that's nice. Yeah. Well, you know, it's like me waiting to ask Jeff Goodby the Got Milk question, but I have to ask you the UPS question and how that all came about, you know, coming from behind the camera to in front of the camera and how did it happen.
I wrote myself into a campaign. It's really simple. Well, we want the long answer?
Yeah, or? Sure. We got time.
We got time? You got a lot of tape on this thing?
Yeah, let it roll.
So we were sitting there, and I was the creative director on UPS. And I had been already for a couple of years, and we're kicking out a lot of work for What Can Brown Do For You. And it was time to refresh, the campaign. And at the time, we did a really good job telling the story that UPS did a lot of different things. So everyone agreed, okay, but they're asking what exactly those things were. So we needed to develop a campaign that got in specifically to say, okay, here are the parts and pieces of UPS, specifically, piece by piece, let's break it apart. So I need a platform idea that I can start to educate all the various products and services that UPS had. So we came up with a bunch of campaigns, and we got it down to four campaigns. The whiteboard one was a super late entry.
Really?
Yeah, like last minute. In fact, it was so last minute that Kevin Tone was the art director on it, and Joe Alexander was the writer. And Kevin and I basically pulled an all-nighter where we didn't have time to I would have probably storyboarded it,
right?
But we didn't have time. We literally were up against the clock. So he videotaped me drawing and talking. And then he edited themself, on his Mac, and Kevin put the Postal Service song on there, which was Such Great Heights by the Postal Service. It's kind of as a presentation to a client. They'll never know, and it's kind of a joke, and it sounded good. And we presented that as one of the campaigns. And the client, UPS, instantly, they said, wow, we see the value in this thing. Not you, not the music, but we see the system.
Right.
The platform is great. And we're like, yeah, we can blow this out. You can talk to all your different target markets, because they had four very disparate target markets, from small business owners to shipping managers to the C-suite to the senior level decision makers. They all had different needs.
We can actually
talk to each one of them and sell the products in a much more focused way. And so, we'll hire a guy, and then we'll write some music, and it'll be great. And they're like, so they tested it. And sure enough, all the focus groups came back, and they said, yep, we liked the idea. So we got a director, we got Errol Morris, who's just a really great filmmaker. And he cast bi-coastally, did New York and L.A. We're looking at actors and teachers and comedians, and he was going through hundreds of people. And we had never shown him my little demo tape that the client sings. I didn't want him to think, here's how you do it. So he'd come back and say, I'm getting kind of, a little frustrated. I really don't, I'm getting some people, I'm not really finding a lot. And so I go, well, let me show you how I did it. And he saw that. He's like, oh, that's cool. Do you mind if I use that and show it to the people who come into casting? And I'm like, yeah, if you think it will help, then do it. So he would do that, and he'd show them, then they mimic more of the style I was doing it in. And again, we never worried about drawing ability, because we thought, I'll hire an illustrator, whoever we get will teach how to draw. We were doing callbacks, and I flew into LA, and literally it's just like, well, I want you to stand up and I want you to try it too, because I really like the way you're doing it, but I want apples to apples, so we gotta make sure that you do it the exact same way everyone else did.
Right.
So in between,
right in the mix,
callbacks, I stepped up, I did a couple, and then sat back down and continued the process of looking at actors. We narrowed it down to three or four that we really liked, and then talked to the client. And Errol suggested, me, and the client was like, "Yeah, no, we've always liked the way Andy does it too." And we did focus groups. So we and this is, I've never done that. Imagine focus grouping casting tapes.
Right.
So we did it in like New York and Chicago and L.A. and
wow.
D.C. And we did it to the target markets again, and we showed them actors. Doing this thing, and at the end of the day, they said, "Well, we like the guy who can't act with the really bad hair, but he can draw, and he doesn't sound like he's selling anything. Just telling you, and I listened to him. I learned something from him, and so then came the sit down of like, well, do you want to actually cross the line? And by then, we already had an actor I thought was going to do it. And right. We already had him working with an illustrator to start practicing. Right. And then, you know, the results came back. And so, you know, as a creative director, I said, well, if it's going to help my campaign.
Yeah, right. Whatever it takes. Yeah, especially if the focus groups, if the people have spoken.
The people have spoken, damn it. They love me.
You're drawing. Illustrating, there was no post on that. You're drawing on the whiteboard.
Yeah, if you look at the very first round, because Errol shot the first round, which was like a 7 or 8 spots. Mm-hmm. And then from there, we started working with Henry Liu, and he did 30 or 40 more.
Wow.
And we did over 50.
Really?
These things, yeah. The very first ones, you know, I didn't have time to really rehearse them anyway because that decision to use me was actually made while we were in production. So I only had 2 or 3 days before we shot from when I found that I'd be doing it.
It's never time to.
So if you look at the first ones, they're pretty crude. And then as we progressed, I'd have more time to practice than you as the guy. And so I had a lot more vested interest in really learning what the drawings were. So they got better, and then also the thing we learned right away is we had this illustrator, and so he and I get together before every shoot and spend time figuring out the economy of illustration. So he would, you know, I go here, I want to draw a, I want to draw a building. So he would go, well, here's 5 buildings you can draw, and then I'd practice them all. And I said, okay, which is the fastest one to draw? And we figure that out. Okay, now what are the pen strokes to get me around fast enough? And then we worked that out. So I'd go to LA and literally spend a week or so with the illustrator, and he and I would sit around in a room with a board going over everything, figuring it out. And so he was really instrumental. Then he'd be at the shoot. I don't know, I think I may have gone off to a different topic here, but anyway.
No, this is great. That was actually kind of my next question.
Okay, so we go to
if you're one of those classic marker artists, but you were trained, it's a little bit of both.
It was a little bit of both, and I definitely, you know, did storyboards, my own storyboards, when I had to. I love Gary Larson, so that would be my style. I wish I was more like Bill Watterson, who does the Calvin Hobbes. I mean, that's amazing. But I'm more very, very basic. And even today, I'll still draw something, and then I'll hold it up to my my camera, you know, my eyesight camera, and then take a picture, and I'll build storyboards that way. So they're kind of like a blend of drawing.
It's a great art that's kind of being lost, you know, and that I don't see it, and we don't see it in our agency. Every once in a while, art director will come through, and they'll start with drawings, but it's the exception anymore.
I do it on planes a lot. So I'm flying somewhere, and I'll literally sketch it all out, photograph it all on the plane, and build the storyboard on the plane. So when I land, I have it all ready to go.
It's good 8 to 12 minutes before the meeting is.
So having the illustrator there at the shoot, though, was really great because we would be filming, and then he could actually, once I'd screw up the drawing, he could reset it while I got my director instructions on what to do and how not to suck, and then retuck my shirt in and recomb my hair, and then by that time he'd have reset again, and then I'd go and we'd give another take at it. And by doing that, I was able to get, you know, 30 or 40 takes per spot, and we were able to shoot 4 spots a day.
Well, good stuff. Thank you for that story.
And the music at the end of the day.
Yes, yes.
At the end of the day, we know we put a bunch of music up there, and we all liked the original song that Kevin had chosen at first, which was the Postal Service, and you know, UPS, to their credit, said, we don't mind. We actually work with the Postal Service on some services here and there, and we love the PR value of that. And
so wonderful to find an accepting client that's like, yeah, these are great ideas.
Yeah, they send the emails. Look, people are writing us going, did you know your agency is using the band called the Postal Service? And they thought it was great.
Like you didn't notice.
Yeah, like I didn't know that I wrote that check.
Right, exactly.
All right, efficiency. Wow, that looks like a lot of traffic, which means a lot of time and gas wasted waiting in the left turn lane. But what if this was a UPS truck? UPS charts their delivery routes with as many right turns as possible, which means on-time deliveries while reducing CO2 emissions by thousands of pounds every day. It's not just efficiency, it's UPS efficiency. Maybe this guy should turn right too.